I thrive on the energy I have first thing in the morning. When it's quiet and no one else is around is when I'm at my best. If I need to, I'll wake up at 4 a.m. to start work, but I never get up later than 5. What I achieve early in the morning is what eggs me on for the rest of the day. On the weekend, I will use that time for exercise instead of work. I can always sleep later if I need to, but those early hours are a gift each day, which are not to be missed. When I'm presented with problems, I focus on how I get around them. I try not to look at the obstacle too much. If you're skiing through a forest and you look at the trees, you'll hit the trees. If you focus on the path through them, you'll find your way past them. It's the same idea. Of course, I have my failures from time to time, but I always look at what I can learn from that, whether it's about myself, my job, or the industry I work in. There's always a lesson, and by learning it, you can quickly bounce back from any upsets.
I always ensure that I have a goal I'm going for. Each evening, I write down what I've done that day to get closer to it, and what I'm going to do the next day. There was a period of time in my 20s when I was just watching life go by, and I realized I was really unhappy. I didn't feel as though I had any control. I started to ask myself what it was that I wanted to achieve, and wrote down a plan. That plan is what motivates me, and it was when I started to be more mindful about my life, is when my career really started to take off. I was quite surprised with how quickly I started to get things done once I thought about it, and my approach really started to pay off. After a few successes, I started to wonder what else I could do if I really wanted to. Not everything I do works, but I make sure I'm always trying new things and don't get complacent about the success I have. I'm competitive, but my competition is me. I have a version of me in my head that is doing the best I can do. I'm always challenging that person to do better.